This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the Sahih Bukhari, there's a story that the Sahabi Ibn Abbas, or it might be Ibn Mas'ud, I might forget, narrate about Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail. So Ibrahim alayhi salam used to live in Bilad al-Sham, a muhajir most of his life, and Ismail was where? Mecca. So Ibrahim alayhi salam came to Mecca, to the house of Ismail, or the tent of Ismail, and Ismail is not there. So his wife came and sees elderly man, because remember, Ibrahim alayhi salam had Ismail at ripe old age, elderly man, the Khalil of Allah. She asks him in, and he sits and asks her, where is Ismail? So she says, he's gone out hunting. So hunting those days, not like shopping center where you walk out to get meat. You know, you go, you chase the game, you try to find something, survive, bring it home. As a practice, go get the sheep from a farm, put it on your shoulder, walk a little bit, see how difficult it is. You know, full-time job hunting. So Ismail's gone hunting. So then he asks, how are things? How is life? And then she starts. Food is very little, weather's hot, listen, and on she went, and the man listened. And then he tells her that when Ismail comes, give him my salam. And tell him, change your doorstep. So Ismail came, Prophet of Allah. So he says, did anyone come? Has anything happened? So she says, yes, this elderly man came. What did he say? Oh, he asked where you were. I said you went hunting. Anything else? Yeah, asked about our livelihood. And I told him. And then did he say anything? Yes, he told me to tell you to change your doorstep. So he said, that is my father, the Khalil of Allah. And you're my doorstep. He's asked me to change you. So you're divorced. Time passed. Ibrahim alayhi salam came back. And when I say time passed, as in time passed, because he was in another place, Ibrahim, yeah? Came again to the dwelling of Ismail, asked permission, where is Ismail gone? Hunting. How is your life, my daughter? Alhamdulillah, we have meat and we have water. So he said, Allah bless your meat and Allah bless your water. Tell him my salam when he comes back and tell him, keep your doorstep. From this progeny, the Rasul of Allah comes. Now I want you to understand a few things, dear ones. First point, on record, on the ahadith, Ibrahim has come all the way from Jerusalem to here. He hasn't done anything else. This is the only thing he did on record. And Ibrahim is under the command of Allah, and prophets don't do things ad hoc. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. They don't even speak of their own desires. So Allah Rabbul Izzah has sent him here to go look at this situation. And this is his input. So first lesson, dear ones, the workers of Allah are many. Prophets, birds, creation, men, jinn, ins. The master of everything is Allah Rabbul Izzah. Sometimes Allah Rabbul Izzah sends from his junood someone into your life to pull something out of your life. You with me? Because he came, and this is his only instruction. So sometimes when some people and some things leave your life, have the wisdom to understand that the master of creation wanted this, and secretly in your heart say, Alhamdulillah. Because maybe from this relationship, this union, this gathering, A prophet wasn't destined to come, so you have to change so that a prophet could come. For me and you, there's no prophet we anticipate, but each one will be heading to a different journey and inshallah to your own level of greatness. Maybe that person isn't supposed to go with you and doesn't have clearance to go with you and doesn't have permission to go with you. So Allah Rabbul Izzah cuts that anchor off so that you could keep going. So say Alhamdulillah. Second, notice what her ingratitude cost her. And this is equally correct for men or women. It's just coincidental that in this situation, the story is about a female. Her ingratitude, her ungratefulness cost her marriage to a prophet. Like, dear ones, in the scale of greatness, you will not marry better than a prophet. Like, أَيْنَ النُّورُ السُّهَى مِنْ شَمْسِ الضُّحَى. Like, how do you compare the light of a candle with the blazing sun? You know, prophets are God. By verses, the best of creation. Like, this is not your girlfriend saying, no, honey, he's no good. Allah is saying he's good. انتهى الموضوع بصراحة كده So, the best man, and she lost him because of his ingratitude. Remember when I told you, if you're grateful, Allah will increase it. If you're ungrateful, Allah will take it. So Allah took it. Time's just finished. So dear ones, it's been a joy standing in front of you. There's a lot to talk about, but Salah is here. And I ask you this with a lot of humility. Keep your brother in your dua. For your time and patience, I thank you. May the one above the heavens guide and guard you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.